And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 20th of December, 2014. It was on this date, 1963, the Berlin Wall was opened for the first time, and 4,000 citizens of West Berlin were given passes that allowed them through the wall, which had been built 2 years before to prevent the flight of thousands of East Germans across the border. People were allowed to visit the East for one day only, from 7 a.m. until midnight. They could bring up to half a pound each of tea, coffee, and cocoa. The wall remained in place until 1989. It's the birthday of Yevgenia Ginzburg, born in Moscow, 1904, spent 10 years in a labor camp in Siberia, and survived to write memoirs of it, entitled Journey into the Whirlwind and Within the Whirlwind, which came out many years later. It's the birthday of the playwright John Fletcher, born in Rye, England, 1579. He collaborated with Shakespeare on Henry VIII, and after Shakespeare died, Fletcher took over as the chief playwright for the King's Men Theatre Company. It's the birthday of Hortense Kalischer, New York City, 1911. Grew up in the city in a well-to-do family during the Depression and did not try to publish anything until she was almost 40. She sent some stories to The New Yorker, and they published five of them. Went on to write 23 novels and short story collections. She was 90 years old when she published her last novel, Sunday Jews, and 2 years later her memoir, Tattoo for a Slave. It's the birthday of the physicist Robert Van de Graaff, born in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, in 1901, famous for the generator, the Van de Graaff generator, popular in science classrooms. Builds up large static electric charges, and when you touch it while it's running, it'll turn your hair into a big halo around your head. And it's the birthday of the novelist Elizabeth Benedict, Hartford, Connecticut, 1954. She was a sophomore in college, turned in a term paper, and her professor returned it with a note saying it was obvious that she wanted to write a novel, something that Elizabeth Benedict was not aware of herself. After college, she went to work for the Mexican-American Legal Defense and wrote her first novel, Slow Dancing, came out in 1985. Later wrote a book entitled The Joy of Writing Sex, a guide for fiction writers. Elizabeth Benedict, whose advice to writers is work like a maniac because no one else will do it for you, know that art matters, understand that fiction is about transformation and that change is possible, and make the surface of writing lively and funny, even if the characters are in pain. Here's a poem for today by Laura Van Pruyen, entitled Solstice. It is not so complicated. I am at the window grinding walnuts for bread. The chain-link fence surrounds our dormant stamp of grass. When you speak, I watch your lips, or else I can't understand. This winter is made simple by the cold. In lean air, the train whistle carries. Our neighbor's faucet spills out. The Great Lakes freezes into a rink. I hear the hockey sticks smacking ice. I hear blades. Solstice, a poem by Laura Van Pruyen, from Our House Was on Fire, published by Ashland Poetry Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.